way into the rest of the weekend, where showers are going to pick up again.
This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. So glad to have you here on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, broadcasting on WRHI-FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station, live from Famous Toastery here in TKK, where every server is your server. My guest, Justin Pearson from USC Lancaster. He is the Executive Director of Enrollment Management. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And, of course, Close Up, today's program is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Perfect timing, Mr. Pearson, as this seems to be college confirmation, know, the seniors, they've put out those applications, they're getting their answers, and now it's which college are you going to choose?
Absolutely.
Now, you, as Director of Enrollment, I guess you'd probably say that's an easy choice. USCL.
USCL, that's right. University of South Carolina, Lancaster. Right. Folks have choices, but we feel that we're a very strong institution that offer a lot of programs that will help them, whether they transfer to a four-year school or go straight into the career field. And so one thing about USC Lancaster, I like to tell folks that we make education affordable, accessible, and convenient.
Hey, boom.
And that's what we strive to do. You talk about choices. There are many choices out there. That's why we encourage our students to do the campus visit. And it's a good segue into our spring open house, which is coming up Saturday, March the 30th. So we encourage our juniors, our seniors, non-traditional students. It's for everybody to come out and spend a Saturday morning with USC Lancaster. You're going to see a lot of people. Our campus dean, the academic dean, the different departments. It's from 9 a.m. until noon. So 3 hours of your time to come to USC Lancaster, raise the hood, kick the tires, if you will, and see if this is a good fit for you. And we think it is.
It's interesting because I had heard before going through the college visits with my son that there's a feeling of a connection when you locate and identify that campus, that college that feels right for where you are. And USC Lancaster is so much bigger than just the Lancaster campus. It's truly a partnership that can lead you to a Columbia, Beaufort, Upstate,
and Aiken.
Where you can continue to pursue a four-year degree so you desire. What I'm noticing is more open conversations about career pathing, where it seemed at one time there was the expectation that college four-year degree was the next step. If your parents went to college, you go to college, and that's what you pursue. Now there seems to be a change that maybe there's other options. Maybe you start with a two-year school, whether it's because you need a little bit of time to think about what you want to be when you grow up, or maybe it's financials. And here lately, it's like younger siblings, they see their older siblings in a lot of college debt. And they don't want it.
They don't want that.
So why would the University of South Carolina, Lancaster be a more affordable choice?
I read some research just the other day about decisions that students make, as well as parents. And the number one reason was cost. They look at cost, they look at the social community aspect, and they look at the career placement rate as far as, you know, choosing the right college. Cost being number one. USC Lancaster is affordable. Let's say an in-state student, you get the Life Scholarship. You get, we offer over 140 institutional scholarships as well. And you combine those two, that's covers your tuition. All you have to come up with is books, and that's a low cost as well. And like you said, when you leave USC Lancaster after 2 years, again, the debt, you know, I went to a four-year institution. I left there with 4 years of institutional debt. And so, thinking on it, you know, I would have made some different choices. A two-year institution, again, is affordable. USC, $3,600 a semester, and you get your life scholarship. You apply for our scholarships. It covers almost all your tuition,
which is a fantastic deal.
It is,
because the life scholarship, what is it? You qualify for 2 out of 3 criteria, and you receive $2,500 a semester.
Actually, at a two-year school, we're a two-year community college. The criteria is a little different. All the student needs to have is a 3.0 overall GPA.
Oh Lord, you're talking my language.
And so that's it. At a four-year school, yeah, you need the 2 out of the 3 criteria. But at a two-year institution, you just need an overall 3.0 GPA.
That's pretty cool. Now, here's another thing that sometimes I think gets in the minds of youngsters. I say youngsters. I'm talking about those juniors and
Absolutely.
Seniors as they're thinking about the next step, the young adults. So it's the experience. They want that college experience, and maybe it's through the stories told by a friend, an older sibling. They have in their minds that they want to begin and graduate from the same college and have that same college experience. But from my perspective, it seems like that college experience is almost like a unicorn. It's very different for everybody.
It is different. You know, we're different individuals. We have different experiences. And you know, I have two sons, and you know, they have different outlooks on things. And so at USCL, you know, again, coming to campus, seeing the social, the community aspect, because it is an environment where we make it fun. We try to build a community, and it is a community full of family members. And if you come there, like you said, you know, finding the right fit, but getting connected. And again, it's different for everybody, but we provide a myriad of opportunities to get connected to the Lancaster family, and students do that, and they enjoy it. We just hired a student life director who is just doing phenomenal things on campus to connect our traditional students with our non-traditional students, those who may not fit the 18 to 21 year old range. We got non-traditional students on our campus. And so they feel part of the community as well.
Well, and isn't that what education is all about, is being in an environment that the focus is on learning, whether it's through experiencing study abroad or experiencing a perspective from someone that is non-traditional, as in your mother. You know what I'm saying? Going back to college.
Right.
Or I know you have senior citizen programs
Absolutely.
As well, and dual enrollment. A lot of very clever ways to, as we say, get her done.
Uh-huh.
Right now, though, we need to take our mid-program break. We're going to come back and continue our conversation about how to, you know, what to think about, how to set yourself up on a success path as it relates to starting college. My guest today, Justin Pearson, the Executive Director of Enrollment Management, right over here at USC Lancaster. And, of course, today's program is presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We are live today right here in TGK at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. More Palmetto Mornings. Hello. I knew I would say that. It's lunchtime. Hey, from Famous Toastery in TGK. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and this is Close Up, and we are so happy to have you with us. And, of course, college is something that a lot of our listeners are thinking about as decisions of acceptance letters and the next step, scholarships, and whatever we can take off that bill, because college is expensive. My guest today is Justin Pearson. He's the Executive Director of Enrollment Management for USC Lancaster. Why does college cost so much?
Well, you know, it's many reasons, but the thing is, you know, to keep the programs going. You know, we got so many programs on campus. You got buildings. You want to build new buildings. You want to expand your dorms and for the enrollment that comes in, and so it takes money, and so. We see the college cost has gone up considerably because, again, for those same reasons. And it's unfortunate. But, again, scholarships are rarely available. As students take the time to do the research and go out there and apply, people don't know this, that many scholarships go unawarded each year because students don't take the time to write an essay or to ask the scholarship office, the financial aid office, you know, what are some scholarships I should be applying for, as well as the high school school counselors. I mean, they have resources as well that students should take advantage of. And that'll offset the college tuition that we see is burgeoning and growing at a phenomenal rate.
Well, don't assume that you know everything just because you know how to surf the World Wide Web. Sometimes there are those nuggets of wisdom and right. truths and opportunities that, believe it or not, they know because they've done this a while, right?
Right?
And colleges and universities are competitive.
It is.
For, you know, we are always thinking in the mindset of, I hope I get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get accepted, it seems that colleges really want you to choose them.
Right.
Which can work to your advantage mm-hmm. as an incoming freshman.
Absolutely.
Or student.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to USCL, I think there are some misconceptions. You mentioned the community involvement. You're very involved with the community. You even have sports there.
We do. Absolutely. We have four athletic programs, men and women's soccer, women's volleyball, as well as men's baseball. And so we're part of the National Junior College Athletic Association Region 10. We offer scholarships through our athletic programs as well. And so we have a great athletic program. Our athletic director and our coaches do a phenomenal job getting this student athlete, because you're a student athlete. And so, you know, keeping them engaged on campus, but first and foremost, you know, working toward that degree. You know, that's the important thing. That's why we say student athlete. You're a student first. And so we keep them engaged. They're focused on their academics. But, yes, they have to go to practice, play their sports. But first and foremost, they're a student.
Now, you don't have dorms per se.
No, ma'am.
Okay. But you do have connections to create that complete college experience.
Right, right.
So what are the options available in terms of housing?
Right. We are a commuter school. All of our students commute to campus. However, there are some housing off campus right across the street from USC Lancaster that students can take advantage of. And so it's not operated by the campus, but we have a strong partnership with those folks who run those apartments across the street. So that's an option for students who want to get away from home and want affordable housing. We certainly can help get them partnered with the people across our street with affordable housing there.
You can have that feeling of independence.
Absolutely. You certainly can.
That's great. And one thing, too, going back to the subject of college loans and college debt, there was a time when it seemed very difficult to apply and receive a loan to go to college. It was almost as competitive as the application to be, you know, accepted into a college.
Sure.
Now it almost seems like easy money. I've heard discussions, you know, about it. Did that play a part in why the cost of colleges began to increase at such a rapid pace?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of free money. I mean, we know it does if you get a $5,000 limit on a credit card, chances are it might increase your outstanding balance a little bit.
Right. Yeah, loans are readily available. There are some criteria that you have to apply. As soon as you file the FAFSA, called the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and that's something that students should file every year while in school. And so that does help them, you know, apply for loans that the government offers and so forth. So the government have criteria, but they try to make it easier because they want students to go to school. Education is very important. So, yes, it can be readily available, but students have to do a good job. Our financial aid director does a good job of educating our students. You may be qualified for this loan, but you don't need to borrow the whole amount. You just need to take the portion that you need to cover the tuition. Many students, you know, borrow this whole lump sum of money when they don't need to borrow it all. Cover your tuition, cover your books, and that's it. Send some of it back. And so that's the thing students need to be educated on. You may be qualified. You may qualify for $5,000, but you only may need $1,000. Don't borrow $5,000 when you only need $1,000. And so our financial aid director go to the schools, high schools, and educate the students as well as the parents that you may be available for a loan, but you may not need all of it.
Like qualifying for a house,
right? Exactly.
You're the one that's going to have to live with the mortgage.
Absolutely.
So choose wisely, my friend. Another area that I see in consideration for college is the ratio from teachers to students.
Right.
And also understanding that on some larger campuses, you may not, the professor that is listed in the directory may not be the one that's teaching you.
Correct.
Every day. You may be learning from their assistant.
Right, a grad assistant. Absolutely.
A grad assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of disturbs me a little bit, the idea of you're at a university, you're in your dorm, and you're taking an online course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's happening too.
It is. Yeah, the online courses are, it is a new thing, and it is just growing on all the campuses because, you know, especially for the non-traditional students, you know, they work full-time jobs, and so there is a place for online classes. And we want to be accessible to those who come into campus, but also those who work in those full-time jobs. Online courses are readily available. We're doing more of that as well at USC Lancaster. And so it's something that's good, but it does take away from knowing the professor inside the classroom. And at USC Lancaster, one good thing, you know, we have a small student faculty ratio, about 13-1, but the main thing is, you know, colleges and universities give you the student faculty ratio, but the main thing is we have about between 15-20. That's what you want to know. How many students are in a class, average class size? And so 15-20 in a class. We have some classes that may hold up to 30. Those are our laboratories, because we can fit 30 students in a lab class. So it's so I like the small class. The students like it. They get to know the professor. The professor gets to know them. And so that's a big difference between a large university and a small college like us.
Absolutely. You got to look at the value.
Right.
And I want to get the biggest bang for my buck.
Absolutely. You surely do.
And there are ways. We're hearing some about dual enrollment. I know you've got a campus in Indian Land.
We do.
But we're going to talk about that right now. We're going to take our mid-program break and just remind our listeners that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. We're broadcasting live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We're learning the ABCs as it relates to things that you might want to consider when you're choosing what direction you're going in terms of college. And my guest today, Justin Pearson with USC Lancaster. We'll be right back.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back. My guest today is Justin Pearson, the Executive Director of Enrollment Management. We're getting a course on what that means. I do know that as it relates to applying for colleges, colleges definitely have something in mind that they must be looking for above and beyond just the academics. You, as Admissions Director,
all right.
What do you look for?
Like you said, beyond the SAT, ACT, the GPA, the coursework, you know, I also look for students who are involved in their community, you know, community service work, and so that's very important. Students who are well-rounded coming out of high school, leaders in their high school, you know, looking for those students who are showing promising leadership skills so we can enhance those skills, continue those skill sets in college. Be involved in the community. Yes, the test scores are important. The coursework is very important. But some students may not have the high SATs or ACTs, but they're involved in the community. They own mission trips. We have a lot of students coming to our campus. They've been on mission trips. So they're very mature, and they can handle the coursework that college students certainly will have to handle when they come to campus.
I know a lot of universities and colleges are reporting record numbers in their freshman class.
Mm-hmm.
What size is your freshman? Do you anticipate your freshman class going to be in 2019?
Our freshman population, we're looking for roughly over 350 new freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
We had an increase from last year. Last year, fall 18 freshmen, we had about 4% increase. For our freshman class, and so we were very pleased with that. But we want to build our freshman class as well as our dual enrollment population.
This is the buzzword. It seems that when you're in high school, you can be maximizing your time there through this program of dual enrollment.
Mm, right.
So how does that work with Partnership USCL?
Right. We have a very robust dual enrollment program. I have a dual enrollment coordinator who works with 15 high schools, as well as a lot of our students who are homeschooled. And basically, high school students beginning their junior year, if they have a GPA of a 3.0, they can be enrolled at USCL taking college courses. And the big thing about it, the lottery tuition assistant program, the student takes 6 credit hours in one semester, 2 classes in one semester, it's free. The tuition is covered by the lottery. And so students are taking advantage of that. And again, you know, taking college courses while in high school, you're getting a head start on your peers. And this year, we are excited to say that we will have four high school students who will graduate with their associate's degree 1 week, and then the following week get their high school diploma, graduating from high school. So it's a phenomenal program. I encourage our students to participate in that program. And again, we have 15 high schools that we work with, as well as homeschools, homeschool students. And so students need to take advantage of it. Talk to your guidance counselor.
And that's free.
Yes, absolutely. Talk to them, and they'll talk with us, or just come directly to us. And because we offer summer classes, fall and spring classes. And again, the key is taking 6 credit hours.
6 credit hours. Lancer Application Madness. Where can we go to learn more about that?
Go to usclancer.sc.edu to find out more about Lancer Application Madness.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure seeing you.
All right, same here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Of course, Justin Pearson, the Executive Director of Enrollment Management at the University of South Carolina, Lancaster Campus. Thank you so much, you listeners out there, for spending some time with us today, too. Of course, Close Up is presented by Houston Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. And we're live on Thursdays right here at Famous Toastery in TKK, where every server is your server. When the facts matter, Close Up counts. Until next time, keep close. This is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.